Нью-Йорктан салом birlashgan millatlar tashkiloti bosh assambleyasining 74-yi yillik sammiti arafasida bu yerda global iqlim kelajagiga bag'ishlangan katta bir yig'in bo'lib o'tdi. Yoshlar uchun alohida, keyin esa xalqaro bir miqyosda mana shu 193 a'zo davlatning vakillari ishtirokida O'zbekistondan bu yig'inda mana Tatiana Sin ishtirok etdi.
Assalomu alaykum.
Xorazm viloyatidan juda ham xursandmiz sizni bu yerda ko'rganimizdan.
Rahmat.
Va bilaman, butun kun mana hozir O'zbekiston delegatsiyasi bilan chiqib keldingiz. Iqlim taqdiri, iqlim kelajagi, ekologiya haqida gaplashgansiz. Biz Tanya bilan asosan ingliz tilida gaplashamiz, chunki Tanya uchun bu osonroq ekan, lekin mana ko'rib turibsiz, o'zbek tilini biladi bu ishtirokchi.
Tushunaman.
Tushunadi. So Tanya, you were selected to exclusively represent Uzbekistan as a young environmentalist, right? Yeah. How did that process go? How did you end up here?
Well, actually, United Nations announced that they're going to have this summit this year. And previously, I have been working in the small grant program under the Global Environmental Fund. Yes, and the national representative there is Alexei Volkov, and he shared this the link. Yes, so I followed the link, applied. Answered 8 questions, I guess it was. Like, we have to write essays on what we are doing in order to what actions do we undertake to protect the environment. What do we do? We had to show our commitment to the Earth's protection.
So basically, your ideas, your vision.
Visions, and most importantly, actions.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, based on that, they have chosen 100 youth participants and provided them with full funding.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how many days are you going to be here? Are you going to be throughout the UNGA summit?
No, actually, I'm leaving tomorrow, but I've been here for 3 days, like for the youth summit, which was on Saturday, and for this summit on Monday. Yeah.
What is the difference between the youth summit and today's summit? I mean, we get that. It's about the age. It's about young people versus adults and everyone else. But what was so special about the one that took place on Saturday?
The most important thing that during the Youth Climate Action Summit, the youth were given an opportunity to talk and express their opinion and to demand the things that are necessary to protect the environment right now. Mm. They had the opportunity to express themselves and show that they are capable of actions as well, as equal as adults. Yeah, and plus, this summit also provided a great platform for the youth to be heard by the state, by the leaders. Youth are capable of actions, and youth are actually the future of this planet. Mm. Yes.
So let's go back to Uzbekistan look at who is really advocating for the protection of the environment, who's really leading those efforts, let's say taking action against the negative occurrences in the climate, right, in Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Do we see a lot of young people in that contingent?
Well, actually, this is the problem that we have in Uzbekistan. Of course, the problem is there. And unfortunately, a small amount of people do know and realize the reality of it. But we do have a representative from the authority, like a deputy speaker. We have non-governmental organizations. We have UN agencies who devote their actions to raise the awareness among the young generation. And right now, like after this summit, we are planning to have a huge press tour, in order once again raise the awareness and involve as many young people as possible.
So we know that definitely, I mean, UN Uzbekistan, the United Nations in general, whoever operates in the country, hopes that, you know, with your participation, with your activism, the awareness campaign will get boosted, started and re-energized, right? When you come to these kind of events, and you know, participation is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's an exciting experience. But people are very cynical about the United Nations in general, including many in Uzbekistan who say, the United Nations, it's a bureaucratic bunch of agencies. They talk the talk, but they don't necessarily change anything in reality. They don't really believe that these kind of mechanisms bring about real changes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you believe in the United Nations? I guess that's my question.
Okay. So, yeah, of course, this opinion can take place, but I do believe that United Nations, in the question of the raising the awareness, they do a great job. Even though they, we haven't witnessed the practical solutions at the during youth summit as well, but still they attracted as much attention as possible. So if you look around a lot of media, their youth here, they will go back to their countries and they will share their experiences here. So I do believe that United Nations is quite effective in this way. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're from Khorasan.
Yeah.
You know, a region that has experienced a lot of drought in the last few years, obviously feels the impact from the drying of the Aral Sea, and you have a lot of environmental issues. So when they ask, when the international community asks people like you about what is really outstanding, what is the most pressing issue in your country now when it comes to the climate, what do you say?
I would say that it is a contamination, like both water, soil, and air. I live close to the Aral Sea, as you mentioned, and everything, every resources is contaminated with salt. And the other problem is inefficient use of water resources. The main source of income for the majority of people is still agriculture. The water resources are not used properly. That's why we are still are not able to revolve the Aral Sea, and most scientists do believe that is quite impossible. Mm-hmm. So this is the main environmental problems that we have today, I would say.
Have you been networking with other young people here?
Yes, I did. I did. We actually did it on our own. Well, the main, I wouldn't say this disadvantage, but a way to improve this the summit for the future, for the next year, I would say that there should be more interactive workshops and seminars among young participants as well, because we got to know each other only on the third day of the week. Yeah, so it's more, it's not a complaint, but more like a suggestion to have more practical workshops and seminars, and a chance for the youth to get to know each other, and as you mentioned, establish this network. But I did establish it. That was one of my goals, and I actually, had established a solid network.
Tanya, at the end, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you end up being an environmentalist?
Well, from the early childhood, I had a bright example of my mom. She's a director of a non-governmental organization called Khorasan Rural Advisory Supportive Center, and they devote their actions to support local farmers. They help our local farmers to get by the conditions that we have to facilitate the process of farming and etc. So yeah, I had a bright example of hers. Then, since being a student, I tried to do my best to be involved in these international organizations such as UNDP and UNESCO. I got internships there, and plus I connected my studies. I followed my passion for the economics, but I also connected my passion to the environment protection. Yeah, for instance, I've been studying corporate social responsibility. This is a way for the companies that seeks profit also care about the environment and lead their business sustainably.
Very nice. Well, good luck. And thank you
very
so much.
Thank you very much, Yuta. Thank you.